First John chapter 2, and we'll be reading beginning in verse 1. And these are the words of the living and true God. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He Himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He who says, I know Him, and does not keep His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps His word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in Him. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, with which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and a true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother, he is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He appears we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. And those are the words of the Lord. Beginning at the very beginning of chapter 2 there, we're acknowledging here, coming from chapter 1, that we do sin. God's children, you're reminded to the fact that we have an advocate with the Father, someone who pleads for us, intercedes for us, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, and He being the propitiation, the righteous one being the propitiation for our sins. And what are the evidences then if Christ does intercede for us and is our advocate? Verses 3 through 6 shows that if there is fruit produced, if we keep His commandments. But this evidence is not alone in this chapter that's given, not only if we keep His commandments, but another evidence through verse 11, if we love. Do you love God? Do you love your neighbor? And do you keep His commandments? But this love is not a love for the world or the things of the world. Love of the world is that which leads us to sin and keeps us in sin. Then another warning in verse 18 and 19 of the Antichrist. Not of an Antichrist, but the Antichrist who we examined and found in Daniel was and is the papacy of Rome. He is seducer of many, and we should be warned about him, and also the many Antichrists. And remember that he has deceived so many. And so if you do have evidences that you have an advocate, Christ intercedes for you, then how do we know that he will always be our advocate for us? Because verses 20 through 27, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the truth. We have the promises to which He has promised eternal life, and He is always faithful. And so, beloved, abide in Christ. Don't turn to the world. Don't turn to the darkness who pull you away from Christ, but draw near to Christ and abide in Him. Let's pray. Father, we do acknowledge, just as this passage does, that there are many antichrists in the world. Many who are seducers and deceivers who try to pull us away and pull many others away from the truth, from your Son Jesus Christ. But we also know there is the antichrist who puts himself and exalts himself and calls himself Christ. And that is the papacy of Rome. Not just the current pope, but all of them in all times. And Father, we pray that you would bring him to an end. And you would destroy his work and who he is and who he purports to be. All of that that he does, we pray that you would bring down and bring curses upon his head for the deceptions and seductions that he has brought upon not only your people, but many outside of the church, deceiving them. And Father, we ask that even as we may know some who have been caught up in that, that you would rescue them from that great deception and bring them back to your Son, Jesus Christ, who alone is head of the church. And Father, we give you praise that you have, by your mercy and grace, brought us to an understanding where we know that Christ is King and head of the church. We know this is not because of our doing or because of we've studied the scriptures enough that we found finally the answer, but it's by your mercy and grace. And so humble our hearts as we acknowledge that Christ is the head and he is the King, which should humble us by itself. And Father, as He is the King and head of the church, we will hear this evening of the great idolatries of the church and the ways that have gone that the church has gone astray. Oh Father, bring them back and cause them to bow the knee to Christ, and that we would do the same, acknowledging that we do not have perfect worship, and so sanctify the worship that we engage in now, even before your throne. We're thankful that you do, because we have an advocate with the Father who always lives to make intercession for us and pleads for us as our advocate, and even forgives us of our sin. And Father, we're thankful for your Son in that he was sacrificed for us, and so is our righteousness. And so receive him as you receive us. Receive us for his sake. And Father, as we pray for our nation, we pray and ask for your saving work upon our leaders from the local to the federal level, that you would grant to them your Holy Spirit, that they would love you, because you desire all types of people to be saved, even kings and rulers and authority. And so, Father, save some from amongst them, that they would rule according to your word, and they would bring about the encouraging of the worship of you alone, and the putting to an end the allowing of false religion in this nation, and the idolatry and the adulteries and the many sins allowed even in the breaking of the Sabbath day. Father, we pray that you would bring us back to and bring us to a greater sanctification in our nation, even through the gospel being preached and encouraged by the nation to be preached by the church. Father, we pray that you would also cause them to, in that, to make godly laws according to the principles that are found in the scriptures. Father, we do pray that you would, again, heal Dina, but we pray that you would be with Josh as he is started on tomorrow, officially joining the Army and moving to Georgia. Father, we ask that you would be with them and protect them, but we ask above all things that you would bring him to an end to himself, and that he would love you, and he would hate your sin, or he would hate his sin. Father, we ask that you would bring men into his life that love you, and that they would tell him and remind him of the great blessings that there are in Christ alone. And outside of Christ, there are only curses. Well, Father, may he hear that, and may all of our children who have gone out from us hear that and remember what they've been taught and believe unto salvation. And so, Father, we pray that you would send your Spirit into those whom are of your elect. Father, we also ask that you would care for us and give wisdom to the deacons as they deal with the landlord, and ask that you would bring that to a favorable outcome, a successful outcome, where we would be able to worship in our normal location next Lord's Day. Father, we pray that you would move them as you did so even with Nebuchadnezzar. You would bring them to bless your people, Father. Not that we deserve it, but Father, show mercy to us and show us grace that they would desire to serve us and to have everything done right and brought to a just end. And Father, only you can bring that about. And so we plead for your help. And Father, we also ask that you would bring Dave and Patty home safely, as well as Kendall as he travels back home this week and or later in the week, and also Carla and Michelle going to Idaho. Give them safety in their travels, as well as my family. Father, may you give your sustaining grace and protection to your people. Even this week as we pray, we travel through the city and go to work. And Father, we pray continually for the baby in the womb, that you would grow him to be strong, but also that he would know not one day apart from your love in Christ your Son. And Father, be with Shane as he's training to be a fireman. We ask that you would continue to uphold him. There's lots of things he must read and remember. We ask that you would give him the mind to remember and to do well in his training so that he might serve others in protecting them and saving them and their property, Father, and even have opportunities to minister the gospel. Father, we ask that you would watch over us now and keep us for Christ your Son and his sake, for his glory, as we worship before your throne now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.